Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Funeral of Tadhg Farrell, aged 4, who was killed alongside his great aunt in a house fire in Edenderry in County Offaly, will be buried following a funeral service. We're joined by Fergus McDonald, Independent Ireland Councillor for Edenderry. Fergus, obviously this is a tragic day in the wake of this arson attack, a tragic day with the funeral today. At what time will the funeral service take place?
Good morning, Shane, and to your listeners. Yeah, look, a dreadful week since last Saturday evening. I mean, you know, the town is still reeling from it, and the fact that, you know, is now front and centre nationally, and delighted to see the Gardaí coming out with CCTV yesterday evening and showing people the actual detail of it, because it is horrendous. It's absolutely horrendous. Going back to your question, Mary Hall's funeral will be on Saturday. Tadhg's is today at 12 noon. There was a constant flow of mourners through the Rapids funeral home last night, expressing grief, you know, and people getting very hard to comprehend. And, you know, when you look at a small white coffin, it just pulls at your heartstrings, you know. It's unreal. It shouldn't be happening. As I said, there's still a lull of an atmosphere around Edenderry and surrounding area.
I'm sure. A little boy who had watched the toy show the night before.
Absolutely. Like all kids, and, you know, I've a number of grandchildren around the same age as Tadhg, and, you know, you'd run a mile with them to protect them and mind them, you know, and to see this happen. And the other night, you know, the Derry Rovers had a vigil walk in memory of him, which was a massive crowd there. And ironically, the Derry Rovers pitch is right behind the scene of the fire, because Derry Rovers soccer club was born out of the lads living in Castleview Park. So the connection there is phenomenal, and it's fundamental. But the amount of people that turned up, and Derry Rovers put huge effort into it. They had both sides of the running track lit with candles. There was some very nice music there, the minutes played, and some lovely prayers delivered by our deacon, you know, Paul Wire. It was just a very, very somber moment.
Absolutely, I'm sure. The funerals take place today and tomorrow. What do the people of Edenderry want to see happen in the medium term, after in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, I think it's the obvious question, Shane. You know, I mean, as I mentioned during the week, we have a long demand here to have increased Garda numbers. We've seen it nationally, and particularly in terms of Dublin city centre and population centres like that. But equally, there's a demand for proper policing in rural Ireland, and we have a Garda station here. It's only open for limited hours during the day. As somebody who's been involved in the political scene here locally for close to 40 years, you know, I've seen the demise of when we had Gardaí living at the station and in the surrounding Garda stations to no Gardaí at all. And it's down to manpower. It's down to actual manpower. What money the government at central level give the Garda commissioner to employ people and have proper policing? We don't just need extra Gardaí. We need the resources that go with it. And that means equipment in the form of squad cars, etc. So there will be an increasing demand. And coincidentally, Edenderry Municipal District had asked at the November meeting to meet the Chief Superintendent from Leash Offaly to discuss the whole structure of Garda management and Garda strength. So we understand and accept, we had a meeting on Wednesday, we understand and accept that this investigation takes precedence. So we'll be hoping to engage with the Chief Superintendent and politicians at national level, and particularly the Minister for Justice.
All right, Fergus. Fergus MacDonald, Independent Ireland Councillor for Eden Derry. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.